Shabbos Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Hey 16:5. We continue to discuss the halachas of what happens if a fire breaks out in one's home, and here we'll talk about protecting things from catching fire. It says Reb Shimon ben Anas Omer, Porsin or shel gadi al gabe shida teva u migdal sheachas behen esaur. One is permitted to spread a hide of a gadi, a baby goat. This is a moist animal hide. And since it's moist, it won't catch fire. It will just sort of singe but not burn, and therefore it could act as a flame retardant. And you would have a muktzah problem here normally, but this we're talking about is a case where one designated this hide as a mat to sit on. So one is allowed to spread such a flame retarding hide on top of a piece of wooden furniture. The examples are the classic examples of the shida, teva, and migdal. These are different kind of like large wooden storage containers. Maybe a box and a chest and a cupboard would be fair translations. Sha'achas ben esa'or, even if they've already started to catch on fire, we're not actually putting out flames. That would be forbidden to directly extinguish the flames with like a, you know, fire blanket effectively. But to cover the box in something that's flame retardant so that the fire won't spread and the whole box won't catch a light, is permitted, mibnei shen mecharech, because, and the because here means why this would be effective, the flame retarding skin of the gadi would be effective because shehu mecharech, it doesn't burn, it only like singes as opposed to burns. Meaning the mipnei here is not coming to address why it's permitted to do so, just why it's effective to do so. We'll discuss why it's permitted in a moment. Va'osin mechitza b'chol ha'kelim. Similarly, you can make a partition using any kinds of utensils, bein malein, bein reikanin. It doesn't matter what they're made of, or if they're even, you know, like for example, like a metal, you know, you could put like a metal wall or use metal utensils to prevent the spread of the fire. That's permitted, but that's even if it's malein. Malein means if they're filled with water, and the idea here being that if you take a container that's full of water and you put it near the fire, that container is liable to burst, and if it bursts, the fire will be extinguished by the water that comes out of the container, and that will be extinguishing. But we're saying even then it's permissible, bein malein bein reikanin, whether the container is full or empty of water. You're doing it b'shvil shelo ta'avor hadaleika. You're doing it so that the fire won't spread further. And if you'll ask, wait a second, that's extinguishing if you know full well that the container will burst and put out the fire when the water splashes on it. The answer is that's still permitted according to this shita, the Tanakhama, because that extinguishing is just a grama. It's an indirect act. And normally the rule is that grama, when one does a malacha by grama, indirectly, so that's aser midrabanan. But the point is, and this is the central point of the Mishnah here, essentially, that the Tanakhama holds that you, yes, are permitted to do a malacha through grama if it's to prevent hefsed mamon, to prevent yourself from losing like a financial loss. So the point of the Mishnah is that you can indeed do it because to prevent financial loss because of grama. Now, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi oser b'chli cheres chadashim malei in mayim. Rabbi Yossi says you may not use a fresh, not fully fired earthenware container that's full of water, l'fi she'ein yachon l'kabel esa'or, because it won't be able to endure the heat of the flame, meaning it's certainly going to burst. And v'hen mispaka'in, they would be, they'd burst open, u'mechaben esa'deleika, and then the water would extinguish the fire. And Rabbi Yossi holds, unlike Tanakhama, that extinguishing even by a grama indirectly, causing it to happen, is forbidden. He doesn't allow for the leniency of for hefsed mamon to prevent the loss of money. One could do a grama malacha. Halacha, however, follows the Tanakhama. This is important in a number of halachas. L'maisa, that one indeed halacha may do an act that causes indirectly, meaning grama, for malacha to happen if one is doing it to prevent hefsed mamon, a loss of money.